even food that it tastes the same the next day. But now I have to put out the plata, make a fire, there'll be a fire there, and it costs me money. I want to eat it straight off the pot. So I could, that kind of food you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Even if you're putting it in the fridge, it doesn't lose the taste. But usually if you leave it outside, it will lose the taste. So also then, you're allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. Okay? Basically almost everything you can do on Yom Tov. All these cooking things. We said there's certain things that you can't do. Right? You can't harvest, you can't pick things off the tree. You can't, what did you say?
Grind.
Grind, right? You can't squeeze. Can capture an animal, right? Capture an animal? What's it called? Hunt. Trap. The hunt, yeah. Atzud is the hunt, right? Trap.
In the old days, if you were in Russia and you were a Jewish farmer and you had to put your cattle, you had two cows, you had to put them in a pen. Was putting them in the pen capturing?
Where were they before?
In a field. But you didn't want to lose them or have them stolen.
I don't know.
I always wonder about it. I can understand the laws easier today. I always go back to Russia.
Yeah. Your parents are from Russia?
No, but I like them. Because I understand the concept of cooking on common fire. That I understand.
We don't squeeze, yeah? You want to make oranges? You can't make oranges on Yom Tov. You can make it from before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov.
Okay. What about a can? You go to the can and it dissolves.
A can?
A can.
Concentrate. Water.
You just add water to it. You can make that.
Yeah.
But you can't squeeze it.
Right, not the squeeze. But the point is the squeezing, taking something out of something else. So you take the juice out of the fruit.
If you're davening on Yantzit.
If what?
When you're davening on Yantzit, not the earth, but when you're davening on Yantzit, and the tree word is faster than you are. Should you just, we're a menu and you're midway through Shmon Esra. Just keep going?
Yeah, once you start Shmon Esra, there's no tzibur anymore. You're alone. There's a tzibur here, but you're dabbing alone. You can finish tomorrow. You see how Baal dabbing a lot of times. A long time. Yeah, doesn't make it, you don't have to pay attention. Afterwards, you continue dabbing alone.
What about when you're counting the owner?
What?
What about when you're counting the owner? Should you stop where you are?
No.
Or count the owner?
No. Depends where you are. If you're a Shmon Esra, you don't stop for anything. The only thing you'll stop is for Kedusha, and you don't say a word, you just listen. If they're counting the owner, and you're in the middle, so you count afterwards alone. Manasseh.
I say that because I'm the slowest dog in the show.
Baruch Hashem, thank Hashem for that. On Yom Tov, on the first day anyways, right, here now it's about medicine. We don't take usually medicine on Shabbos in Yom Tov. But there are leniencies. For example, on Shabbos, if a person is going to lay in bed if he doesn't take this medicine, right, even if it's just for a headache, but he's really, really feeling bad, then you're allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. Because the only reason why you can't take medicine on Shabbos, because in the olden days, how do you make medicine?
You
take leaves and you grind them. I'm afraid a person might have to do it on Shabbos, but today, no one does that. There's a place to be lenient. Or if you're in the middle of taking medicine, the doctor gave you 10 days of taking your antibiotics. If you stop in the middle, you destroy the whole thing. Take it every day, every single day. Right? 3 times a day or whatever, right? 3 times a day. In that situation, a person, of course he has to take. On Yom Tov, same thing, but even more lenient. The aspirin or Akamol, everything that's just for not real medicine, you can take no problem. Okay. Listen to this situation. You know there's a law, it's so interesting now. The law that you do a bris to a baby at the 8th day. That's the law the Torah says. But not every baby you can do at the 8th day.
Shabbos.
Even if the 8th day is Shabbos, you do the bris. 8th day Yom Tov, you do the bris. What happens if the baby was sick? So you have to push off the yellow, it's Billy Rubin and
Shabbos.
What's that?
Jaundice.
What's that?
Yellows, yeah. Problem with the liver.
So you push off the thing, right? Let's say you pushed it off till Shabbos. Then you don't do the bris. The bris you can do only if it's the 8th day. You do it on Shabbos if it's the 8th day. If it's not the 8th day, you don't do it on Shabbos. I mean, the doctor says on Shabbos, now you can do the bris, you wait till Sunday, you do the bris on Sunday. You can't do it on Shabbos. Question is, or on Yom Tov. Also, C-section also. Baby was born in C-section. You don't do the bris on Shabbos. Only if he's born regular birth. Do the birth canal, regular, normal. Only then. Question is like this. If it's a suffix, if he's born on the border, then a shmoshes. Right? Maybe now is the 8th day, maybe now is the 9th day. What do you do? It's a question, huh? Let's see what he says. It's unbelievable. The mice said he's a suffix. Some person say not a Yehuda, he's a big person. He says that if it's the first day of Yom Tov, you don't do the bris. If it's Yom Tov Sheni Shigalus, you can do the bris. Because Yom Tov Sheni is more lenient. But a lot of persons say no.
For sure, Shabbos Mamakit.
Shabbos
Mamakit. You can't do a bris on Shabbos.
What? Only if it's the 8th day for sure.
Only if it's what?
The 8th day of his birth, of a regular birth for sure.
Then we can do it.
Yeah. Same thing also with the C-section, right? The baby was born in Tuach. Took the baby out. The Gemara talks about it, because also in those days they used to do it. Why is it called C-section?
Caesarean.
Why?
Caesar, when I'm not sure which Caesar.
Yeah, it was born.
Nathan, Gescus. was his the queen was first one to have a C-section.
Yeah, they should do it. Also by animals sometimes they do. Anyways, so because of that, yeah, so the baby born, and if it, a baby like that, if the eighth day is Yom Tov Sheni Shigalu or the Chutz La'aretz, so some folks can say do the bris, some folks can say don't do the bris. So I don't know what we do.
So there's flexibility.
Right, so you can do whatever. But if someone keeps 2 days here in Eretz Yisrael and his baby is was born in a C-section, and 8 days is Yom Tov Sheni, then he does a bris. He brings a moil that lives in Eretz Yisrael, and then he does a bris regular. Only in Chutz La'aretz is the doubt. Now it's Yisrael and Vaya. Now we'll talk about the second day, right? This Yom Tov Sheni Shigalus. This is very practical. Why? First of all, a lot of people from Chutz La'aretz live in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not here permanently. And secondly, a lot of people here, they go to Uman for Shavuos, for example, right? And there it's Chutz La'aretz, there's Jews living there, also that keep 2 days, also they will have to see exactly what the law is. So let's see.
On that question, how long do you have to be in Israel and not make Aliyah, you're on a student visa, before you keep 1 day?
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't go by how long you're here.
Okay.
Well, now we're going to learn all the law. Now we're going to learn all the law.
He's been here for 20 years. He's never made Aliyah. He works here. He a business.
But he lives here.
He lives here, yeah.
Doesn't have to make Aliyah to keep 1 day. The state doesn't...
You said you don't have to make Aliyah.
Keep 1 day, of course not. Yeah, I know people also live many years.
No, the reason I ask is I'm trying to convince my son to keep 1 day instead of two.
You can't come to convincing him. Yeah, we'll see now in a second. Let me do it. We'll see right now. We'll start like this. Shulchan Aruch Harav, I'll go with the way he brings everything down. It's the whole thing here. Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down, Baal Tanya, that the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is a Yom Tov, comes in Shemayim. There's no time. No time, right? No today, yesterday, tomorrow. You don't even understand it because you live here. Yeah? There's just a light called Shabbos, and they shed it down. And right now, then it's called Shabbos here in this world. Yeah? Or Yom Tov. So in Chutz La'aretz, it's a light that expands the 2 days, the 48 hours, okay? So therefore, the Baal Tanya says, from the Zohar, it proves that people, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you right now in Chutz La'aretz, you keep 2 days. Zero. Even if you live in Chutz La'aretz, right now in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 1 day. Because that's what happens in the world. That's about the time of passing, that's what the Chabad do. Okay?
So if you're an Israeli and you're visiting America,
you'll have to keep 2 days. According to Baal Tanya, if you go to Baal Tanya, the Chabad, you have to keep 2 days. And if you know it's a not only Baal Tanya says this. Also Chacham Tzvi says this. Chacham Tzvi was a big Torah scholar 300 years ago, lived also in Amsterdam. 400 years ago. But that most person don't say like that. And it goes by the das, like you said. What's your intention? Your intention is to go back to Chutz La'aretz? You live in Chutz La'aretz. You came to Eretz Yisrael for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years, for 5 years. You came for a certain limit, even if you don't know how long you're coming. You came here in order to go back. You don't want to stay here. Right? Right now you're here, it's good for you. You're going back to Chutz La'aretz soon. Right? You have to keep 2 days. Okay? Okay.
So,
also the opposite,
Israeli,
yeah?
You're living in America, and your intention is to come back to Israel.
When are you going back? Now,
You mean how long are they going to stay there?
It depends. If you have what? You have a contract for work for 3 years, then you're coming back? 5 years, is it? So then you keep you can keep 1 day.
You keep 1 day.
Yeah, but the Faresia, you keep 2 days. You go to shul, you wear nice clothing, you eat the meals. Right? We'll see in a second what he's done.
It's difficult because if you speak to any Israeli Faresia, yeah, I'm going to come back at some point. It's like this theoretical detention. That's
yeah, but it's not considered.
When I made him up money, it's not fixed.
No, I have a friend who lives now in England.
We have a big problem with that in Wimbledon Hills.
I have a friend who lives in England. He's from outside. He grew up here. His parents made Aliyah many years ago. Now he lives in England with his wife. And they told me he kept now 2 days. He came here to Eretz for Pesach, and he kept 2 days. The first day, he said, "Why did you keep?" He said, "Because I don't know when I'm going back. I don't know if I'm going back. I want to come back eventually. I bought an apartment here in Israel, but I'm not living here, and I'm planning on living right now. It's not that I wait for 2 years and I'm coming back. I'm not here. I'm there right now. When I decide to come back, then I'll keep 1 day." Yeah, that's how it is. Okay. We'll see. That's most posts keep saying this. Soon we'll see what all about their lives also for this. Marshal, when Achreni brings the story, it was Ben Chutzlaz that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Then he went to Chutzlaz for a few years, but he was planning on coming back, planning eventually, didn't have a set time. And he thought that he does like Eretz Yisrael, and he was doing everything as if it's permitted the second day, and he died in a very weird way. So he said it was because it wasn't appropriate that he had to keep 2 days. So we'll bring all the halachas, kitzur. So what am I say? What you do is, if a person from Eretz Yisrael is now going to visit America or any other place, Chutz La'aretz with the Uman, the betzina he puts on tefillin, meaning privately in his house to put on tefillin. Put on tefillin, say Krishma, take them off. Okay.
In Uman, because they're always ready.
We'll see in a second what goes on in the munch. Yeah. And you should put on tefillin without a bracha also. Put on tefillin without a bracha, chutzlar. The second, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's now right now in chutzlar. And the second day, the other day, he puts on tefillin in the house, privately, in his room, without a bracha. And he davens the shmonez where he davens. In the davening, the whole davening, davening is regular davening of a weekday. And he has to make a avdallah, a motzai yom tov, the first yom tov, but not with a cup. Just in the davening, he says, atachar antanu. Just in the davening, yeah, he makes the avdallah.
Not even in private?
Doesn't make. And he has to hear Kiddush again, the second day with everyone. Yeah, with everyone. This is all in the place. If it's a city that there's a Jews living there. If it's a city that Jews don't live there, I was in the Chutz La'aretz. It's a place where there's no Jews. I don't have to keep 2 days. I didn't keep 2 days. There was nothing there. Everyone was all going around me, so I kept 1 day. But I wanted to go to Argentina, a place where there are Jews. And I couldn't go that day, the day after. I went only 1 day anymore. And he shouldn't do melachas deoraita. He shouldn't do any melachas deoraita. And if it's Pesach, he says the Seder with everyone, he does everything. Okay? But without a bracha. He doesn't make brachas on the Achilas Matzah, and the Agada, Gal Yisrael, all that. He doesn't make the bracha. And he shouldn't eat chametz on the 8th day of Pesach. Kitzur, he keeps everything lechumrah. What's Eretz Yisrael? Where's Eretz Yisrael? Where does it end? Let's see. It doesn't go by borders. Where you keep, it's a city that you keep or not you keep. It doesn't go by borders. Where does it go by? There's two tnaim, two conditions if you consider Eretz Yisrael or not. To be considered Eretz Yisrael, you have to have two conditions. One, it's a place that there was a Jewish settlement there at the time that Beis Din used to make the month say that it's a new month. Yeah? Beginning of the second Beis Din. Because afterwards Hillel HaZaken made the thing. Two, even if it's a place that the Shluchim, they reach there. Because they used to come and say it's the Chodesh is the Kudash, it's Rosh Chodesh. And then they used to send
messengers,
right, to go and say that it's Rosh Chodesh. Right? So the place where they used to reach, it's also considered Eretz Yisrael. Which means 10 days away from Yerushalayim.
And they
walk, yeah.
That's Damascus, that's Beirut.
Then they walk, yeah.
Oh, it's
right.
Cairo.
So, Elat was in a second. But if you're lacking one of these conditions, meaning could be it's a new yeshuv, but it's right near Yerushalayim, or it's an old yeshuv, but the shluchim didn't reach there. Even if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, they should keep 2 days. Very interesting. But if it's a suffix, so there's a machloket. According to the Rambam, they keep 2 days. According to the Ritva, but they keep 1 day. So now let's see, what are they going to do with us? Okay, in most places here, we know that there were settlements all over the place here. Eilat. What is Eilat? Eilat is 1 day or 2 days. Many Jews go La Regel, they go down to Eilat. Instead of coming to Yerushalayim for the Regel, they go down to Eilat. They have to keep 1 day or 2 days. Not only Eilat, so the whole area there. The Yishuvim over there. Midbar Yehuda, Vair Eilat, Vasviva. Rabbi Oskim is Kibushet Yinok Shem Yom Tov Echad Bilvad. Many of the Poskim say, do 1 day. Why? Because in times of the Torah, 3,000 years ago, it was part of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And also the times of the kingdom of the Judea kingdom, Achei Yehuda. So also then they were captured by Jews. And especially in our days, who lives there? Bnei Eretz Yisrael lived there. It's kilu chelek Bnei Eretz Yisrael.
That's where it doesn't come, but...
Yeah, I don't know why I said it like this. No, because if they did capture it, so there was...
So say, because there was settlements, then you did it to Tanaim, or you don't have it to Tanaim.
You have it to Tanaim.
Or you don't. So why do you need to...
So why is it a subject? Because it's only one da, it's only one person says that it was part of Eretz Yisrael in those days. Not everyone holds this. I guess it's not so for sure. There's a lot of big other places here that they say you have to keep 2 days, or at least the Chumrah. If you live there. Chabad, I know, keep 2 days over there. But if you went to, if you're a guest, since it's a suffix, you keep only 1 day. If you're a guest in Eilat, you went to the Pesach, a hotel, or whatever. For Shavuos, I don't know why they're Eilat, but let's say you went there for some reason to visit someone. I had my brother-in-law live there for a year. He said they kept 2 days. They didn't know that how long they're staying. At the end, they said only for 1 year. So, we're going to go to British Shalom.